Ram It In My Ass, 16 audiobooks, Collection 1. Written by Tori Westwood, Connie Cookqueen and Kimmy Welsh. Narrated by Sierra Klein and Kelly Morgan.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Peters,
James said that morning, bursting into my room.
I made you breakfast.
He did this for me last year, and by now I wouldn't have it any other way. I was half awake anyway, and I'd heard him fumbling around downstairs, but I rubbed my eyes as though it was one big surprise. I'd definitely done something right when I took him in as a lodger. Thank you, honey, I said, sitting up in bed excitedly and hiding my modesty with the duvet. It was nice to be doted on for a change. He set the tray on my lap, and I looked down at the array of food on display.
Yogurt and granola, French toast, fruit, orange juice, you name it,
he said, proud of himself. He was pretty independent, but I liked to spoil him when I could. Today, it was his turn to spoil me. You shouldn't have.
It's my favorite woman's special day,
he said, leaning over to drop a kiss on my cheek. James, it seemed, was one of the only guys in existence that would never let me down, and I was really about to put that to the test.
So what else do you want?
He asked. I haven't really thought about it.
Come on, Mrs. Peters. You've been saying that for the last few weeks. There must be something.
I don't know, I said, taking a bite to eat. I really don't.
Think of something,
he said, patting my leg beneath the duvet.
You're 40 now, so make it special.
Thanks for reminding me, I said, rolling my eyes. He laughed and gave me a nudge.
So do something crazy. Let me know how I can help.
James stood up and walked from the room, and I watched that strong frame of his as he did so. He had on his boxer shorts and a long t-shirt, and he looked an absolute picture. There was something about him that always put me in a good mood, but lately I'd been having the naughtiest of thoughts. I chewed on my food and thought about what he'd said. He was right. I'd never really done anything crazy. I'd never bungee jumped or skydived or even gone extra large at the coffee shop. I was kind of straight-laced and, I guess, pretty unadventurous. I got to thinking of all the things I hadn't done, and in the melee of thoughts, I got to thinking about James. I ate breakfast mechanically, my mind elsewhere as I started to fantasize. I started to think things an older woman definitely shouldn't, and it all stemmed from my bad luck with men. I realized James was the exact kind of guy I was looking for. It was just a shame he was half my age. By the time I'd finished breakfast, I'd made a vow to myself to become more adventurous, and I was going to start practicing immediately. I set my tray at the side of the bed and jumped out, wrapping my dressing gown around me and heading downstairs. My mind was a mess, but I knew if I didn't act on my urges now, then I was never going to. James, I said, bursting into the lounge. He was lay back on the sofa, looking over his chest at the television. I know what I want. He sat up and looked towards me with a beaming smile.
What is it, Mrs. Peters? Anything.
You. He looked confused.
Me? I'm right here. You already have me.
No, I don't, I said, flustered. Not how I want to.
What are you talking about?
I want you, I said again, taking a few steps toward him. Intimately. I reached out my hands and held his wrists, looking into his eyes.
Intimately?
Yes, James. More than anything, I begged. I want you. I realize it now. You're the man of my dreams.
But, Mrs. Peters,
he said, still confused.
I'm only 19.
I know, sweetie. I know, I said, kissing his cheek over and over. But I don't care. He stood there, speechless for the moment, while I kissed him again and again. I realized suddenly that I had no idea what I was doing, but it was impossible to put the genie back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?